Good morning, people. This is your Cosmic Curator, Tom Yaroshuk, with a look at the stars for today, Saturday, November 23rd, and the week ahead. And yes, folks, Thanksgiving is coming. And have a wonderful Thanksgiving. A day imbued with gratitude is always a good one. Now let's get to it. It's a big week in the sky. Now, starting on the 25th, that's this coming Tuesday, Mercury goes retrograde. This is a significant transit on many levels. First, Mercury retrograde is well known for alerts to beware of miscommunications, misunderstanding, and transactions that go haywire. You know, computers need backing up, and where did I put my phone? But there's so much more to it. This Mercury retrograde is in Scorpio, a sign well known for death, rebirth, and transformation. Oh, not to be scared by that. It's a deeply creative sign and a kind of creativity that isn't just painting. It's how one makes the art of living from the mandate of one's soul. Nothing is more creative than being here on the material plane of existence and the many, many karmas we must experience individually or collectively. So, that is the agenda for Mercury's retrograde in Scorpio, as Mercury will review all those things of the past. But it doesn't stop there. The two major principles of the zodiac is expansion and contraction. You know, that's how we breathe, how our hearts beat, how the tides flow, and millions of other things. Mercury will be under the influence of both expansion and contraction. The expansion part comes with Mercury receiving an opposition from Jupiter across the zodiac in Taurus. Expansion can be good, but in this case, Jupiter is expanding the depth-seeking energies of Mercury in Scorpio. In essence, Jupiter makes the Mercury retrograde in Scorpio go deeper, look more deeply, more closely, more investigatively. And Mercury reviews the past and the depths of one's most vulnerable places. Now, added to that, Mercury is in the nakshatra of Jaitetsa, a nakshatra that embodies the energy of victory. Now, when the planet of rational thinking is retrograde here, it may call into question just what was won. What is the nature of this victory? And many attendant questions to that. Sometimes victory seems like, what did I win? Now, Mercury is the planet of rational thought. It does not function well in water signs. And when the water sign is Scorpio, where life and death issues swim around in the deepest vaults of our soul, it can create an emotional knot, a twist, a pretzel. And it's just in time for the season of family gatherings, when emotions may be more frayed and raw than usual. Families contain generations of feelings, and this one will really surface as we approach that big day. Now, this beckons a call for all to care for the soul, not just your own, but for others as well. On top of that, this week also finds the moon waning. Its light grows darker and could add to a sense of loss as our emotional nature loses steam. Then next Saturday, we have a new moon in Scorpio. New moons are like emotional sponges that absorb feelings and carry them through the new moon cycle. So, in summation, emotional resilience, positivity, looking at the silver lining in the darkest cloud is of paramount importance for the week ahead if you wish to keep your emotional balance. The emotional energy is quite powerful and could be overwhelming. So stay mindful, stay self-aware, and remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's a wise person who rules their stars with self-awareness and willpower, and the not-so-wise person who is ruled by them. Well, that's it for this edition of The Cosmic Curator. See you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill, or streaming around the globe at weru.org. And yes, have a happy Thanksgiving. That's it for now. Over and out.